SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Now, I'm joined by Shelley Ware, media personality and e-safety ambassador, to talk about e-safety online, especially when it comes to First Nations communities. Shelley, first of all, thanks for joining us and welcome to NITV Radio again.
Thank you so much for having me. It's great to be here.
Today we'll be talking about something that's, it's in everyone's life, the safety online, especially when it comes to understanding the Online Safety Act 2021. Can you explain how this Safety Act 2021 protects Australians, particularly Indigenous communities, from severe online abuse and harassment?
The eSafety Commissioner really did some hard work to make sure that we had an act that protected us online, because what was happening was, you know, the Anti-Discrimination Act was protecting us on land, essentially, but we hadn't caught up fast enough to what was happening online. So we needed to do something. Things started changing in about 2015. We were the first country ever to create an eSafety Act that would protect children online. And it has evolved from there. As we know, all laws take time to evolve. They take a lot of work. So now we're protected to a degree, because we're also working with platforms that are created overseas under different laws. So we've got to do the best that we can with what we've got and hope that it evolves into an act in time that protects everyone. But right now we're protected if somebody shares illicit images of us without our permission, of course, and severely abused contact where we're harassed, where there might be racism, where ongoing bullying is happening, and illegal and violent content too. So if somebody posts something like a fight at school or something like that, then they're in a bit of trouble with that as well. But it's that severe at the moment, and that's what's really important, is the word severe. So if it's threatening, harassing, intimidating or humiliating content, especially with a child and adults, then the eSafety Commissioner will act really quickly and remove things from a platform. And then you can actually go through the court processes and charge someone for, you know, that people can go to jail for this. And the fine is quite significant as well.
Yeah, you just mentioned the online platforms, especially those based overseas. One can think about the controversy that we've had in the last few weeks and months about a particular one, X Twitter, or even TikTok, and, really very powerful platforms. How can one protect themselves against such big, powerful behemoths?
I was on Twitter and I had quite a successful time. And then when it changed to X, it became really quite a dark place for myself. I found that racism, you know, that freedom of speech thing that was really pushed, was that it was completely acceptable. And people really were attracted to that and went as hard as they possibly could. So to keep myself safe, I actually took myself off the platform myself. It wasn't a space that I wanted to be in. You can, though, if you choose to stay, you can report everything. And I think on X, you're going to be very busy, because it's an acceptable way of speaking to people on that platform, to be quite frank. So what you do is you block a person, you can report a person. I found when I was doing that, I was getting a message back from platforms saying that they didn't see it as racist, they didn't see it as harassment, they saw it as a freedom of speech. Their laws overseas don't match with ours. That's where you get the difference in what's happening. For me personally, it was about keeping myself safe. So I've taken myself off there. I'm quite enjoying Instagram and sharing photographs and my story. And I feel much safer on that platform. And that's a personal choice. Of course, we still get racist, but I can block them. I can report them. And I'm finding that more is actually happening on that platform than any other platform.
Because all platforms have different also community guidelines. They say they go by their own.
Yeah.
whether it's Facebook, Meta nowadays, and YouTube, and they all have their own safety guidelines which differ, and they can interpret them the way they want. And we can find ourselves completely trapped and not knowing what to do. And how does online abuse uniquely impact Indigenous Australians, and what specific protections under the Safety Act are most relevant to mob?
We're certainly at an increased rate of online hate and severe online abuse. That's unfortunately, it's an everyday occurrence. You know, just yesterday, somebody put up a post that I was going to be doing a talk in Reconciliation Week, and what they're doing now, because they've become smarter, because they're learning how to, you know, swindle through the online Safety Act. What they're doing now is they're just pressing the laugh emoji. So they're still sending that message of, I don't respect you and I don't respect what you've got to say, but they're getting away with that at the moment. So we're needing to make changes to the Act, and that's what's happening now. The Online Safety Act is under review, which is something we'll talk a little bit more about in the way that people can actually make sure that they are a part of that. But what's interesting is they learn the tricks of how to get through things, and, you know, it's up to us as Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people to really stand up to it and make sure that we're not allowing it to happen. But at the same time, once we've reported, we can report to the platform first. Once we've reported to the platform, we report to the eSafety Commissioner and make sure that they understand what's happening, because they can't make the changes to the laws if they don't understand the way that we're being impacted directly. And we are being impacted differently. People are becoming sneakier in their racism and thinking that they can get away with it. You know, I would love to see workplace people have a look at how their employees are actually acting online. Because if I had somebody at my workplace that was just sitting there all day pressing the laugh button on anything to do with Aboriginal people, we would be having a serious conversation, you know. So I think it also goes down to how workplaces treat their employees and how they act outside of work and what is acceptable to go with that. That's a completely side thing. But Aboriginal people just need to stand up to this. They need to make sure that they're enacting all of their rights under this Act.
Yeah, it's especially more relevant now to know about these laws and the protections that are available, because it's been reported that since the Voice referendum, bullying and harassment and really abusive content has skyrocketed online against First Nations people, and this has to stop and this has to be addressed.
It's not just happening online, it's happening to our faces now. People feel like, because, you know, Australia voted as a whole, not, you know, we still have 6 million amazing people that didn't, but Australia as a whole said no. So people think that that means that we are have no voice, that we're not to even speak at all. That's been really quite shocking and something I expected. But at the same time, when you're living it, it's really difficult. You know, like they're like, well, we don't need to hear from you because we voted no. They're actually things that people are saying to our faces. So online, it's exploded to how they think that they can talk to us. You know, like the other day, someone said that I needed to get a suntan like another prominent Aboriginal person needs to. That lack of education around what makes an Aboriginal person has become a real problem, especially online. And they use those throwaway lines to hurt us, you know, and I don't want our children to go through what my generation has gone through. You know, I want them to love and live openly and beautifully without this horrendous racism. So if we're not enacting these laws, then and saying this is a problem, then we're just letting it go on. We have to be a part of the solution.
What are some of the other challenges? Because we've just mentioned a few main challenges Indigenous Australians face in staying safe online, and coming back to the Safety Act, how does it address these challenges?
There are a few things. One is that people go, well, I reported it and nothing happened. You know, and it will be like a one-off case here, and then a separate person will do it, and then a separate person. The laws are growing and getting stronger. It's like any law in Australia, you know, over time, it takes time. And this is a really new law. That's a problem, because people then give up. They think, oh, well, I tried, it didn't work, it's not protecting me. You know, we've just got to keep persevering in that kind of space. And the other one is that people don't know their rights. They don't actually know that this law that's only been around for 3 years is there to protect them. They don't know that they can contact the eSafety Commissioner. You know, and what's great about us talking today is that the Act is under review. So they know that they need to keep making changes because the online world is just constantly changing, you know, so we've got to change and adapt to it as it's happening. So that review that's happening, you know, people can go on there now and they can head to the website infrastructure.gov.au, and that's actually letting you have a voice. So you are going to be able to give your thoughts and experiences to help shape the new outcomes of the review. So it's www.infrastructure.gov.au, and they've got to June the 21st to actually get their voice in. So what's happening to you when you report to the eSafety Commissioner? Things aren't changing. You know, how can we do this better? But this is where we're at.
Wow. So we've got close to a little bit less than a month to load submissions to actually have these reforms and other policies fine-tuned to address the issues that we've just spoken about. And you just mentioned earlier that you actually disconnected and really maybe cancelled your subscription to some of the platforms. As a prominent media voice, how do you raise awareness about online safety? Do you talk about it in your shows, the different shows that you run, or how do you generally address this?
Being an ambassador, like, it's constant. Like, I will talk about it personally with people one-on-one. People reach out and they say, I reported it didn't work. So I'm so thrilled that we're having a review of it because it's been needed from the very start. Because it's such a baby law, like, they knew that it needed to be. So the fact that they're really, this is quite quick to be able to say, let's do this review. But I talk about it in my talks all the time. I talk about it at schools with children. I wrote a newspaper article literally this week in the Courier Mail about what our rights are. I'm constantly trying to let Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people know that they have rights and that they shouldn't have to put up with this. And it's talking to you, it's talking to mainstream media, it's talking to anybody that will listen, but making sure that they understand that we can do something about this. It will take time, perseverance, but we don't have to put up with this anymore.
And finally, looking ahead, what initiatives or educational programs would you like to see implemented to further protect and empower First Nations Australians in the digital space?
I know that a lot is happening in schools. You know, I've been a teacher for 25 years, so, you know, I value education and what it can do for future generations. So I know that it's happening in schools, but I would really love it to be just a solid unit of work, not something they touch on every now and then, that it was really a strong part of the curriculum where children understood the laws. And that's what's going to make the change as well. And workplaces. I'd love to see workplaces talking about this with their employees over and over again, not just, oh, here's something we do at the start of the year and then forget about it. But that accountability and saying that you represent this workplace and this is who you are as a person. So, you know, I think there can be more done on the educational side of it. And I really hope that these reviews look at little things like laugh emojis, monkey emojis, the things that we know what they're doing and they know what they're doing, but have been overlooked in the past reviews, maybe potentially something that isn't racist and racist act.
And finally, before I let you go, anything we may have missed you'd like to add to the conversation?
I just think it's really about understanding your rights, looking after our children, making sure that they are safe, having constant conversations with your children about online safety. Every day they come up with new tricks to entrap our children, to entrap our elderly, to get money out of them, to get images out of them. So I really feel like it has to be a constant conversation within your home that you are having with your children, having computers out in public spaces. If they're not checking the computers, making sure that you can see their history, where they're logging on, their messages, especially if they're underage, but having conversations from a really, really young age about their rights, about the fact that their body and their mind is sacred and needs to be kept safe, that they're there as caregivers and parents to look after them, but also that the laws are there to protect children as well.
I guess that would be the main message to really retain from this conversation, protecting the younger ones because they are the most vulnerable and they are actually unaware of what's happening. So we need to raise awareness in that part of the
community. Yes, and have really strict guidelines around what you want to do in your home. Are you putting safety nets on the computers, or are you having these conversations and sitting with them? Make a decision in your home what works for you. But yeah, that's really important. And our elderly, you know, I've got an older father-in-law who is just, they're coming at all different angles. And every week it's a new charge on his credit card that they're telling him he needs, making sure that our elderly and our elders are protected as well.
And they're the biggest targets of scammers, because they're not always alert, and they're easily manipulated, and they end up in trouble with the huge financial losses.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Shelly Ware, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us on NITV Radio again, and congratulations on tremendous work protecting people online.
Thank you.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.